Fresh fury over Elon Musk's underground Tesla tunnel loop. Local lawmakers are infuriated by Elon Musk's planned Tesla tunnel loop under the streets of Nashville, but they can't do much about it. The Metro Council passed a resolution Tuesday to put their concerns about safety, transparency, and a lack of local input on the record. The resolution, with 20 members voting for, 15 against, and 2 abstaining, cannot force one of Musk's companies to stop, stall, or change their plans for the Music City Loop. But Nashville officials want to register their grievances after the politically connected tech billionaire's company, The Boring Company, teamed up with willing state government partners to bypass local authority. In July, Republican Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and The Boring Company announced plans for the Music City Loop, featuring an initial 13-mile stretch that would connect the airport and downtown. That plan was later expanded to about 25 miles, to include a second leg west of downtown. They promised a project that would come at no cost to taxpayers, though it would use some state land near the capital for free. The first section of the tunnel is supposed to be operational by the first quarter of 2027. The Nashville Loop will rely on a fleet of dedicated Tesla vehicles driven by trained drivers, with more than 30 stations being designed, and the potential for additional routes and stations. The company says the cost to ride is expected to be lower than other transportation options. The cars will be human-driven, though the company has said it could explore autonomous vehicles in the future. Colleagues, public land needs to be for public good, and public infrastructure decisions must prioritize the welfare, safety, and express needs of Nashville residents. That was the plea from Delicia Porterfield, who sponsored the resolution. Speaking Tuesday night before the vote, John Rutherford, a council member who voted against the resolution, urged his colleagues to set aside their political opinions about Musk. He warned that a vote of opposition would risk closing the door to any dialogue with The Boring Company. A representative for The Boring Company did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The company already has another Tesla tunnel in Las Vegas that provides rides in the electric cars, though the full route isn't finished. It also lists some research tunnels, including one in Texas where passengers could travel in autonomous electric pods at speeds of up to 600 miles per hour. Plans for tunnels in some other cities have fallen through. Overseas, another Boring Company tunnel is planned for Dubai. The Nashville project had a bumpy launch during the July announcement at Nashville International Airport, when Democratic State Representative Justin Jones, whose district includes the airport, was blocked from entering the event. Steve Davis, the Boring Company's CEO, said at the announcement that they chose Nashville based on the need to address traffic and the partnership with state officials. Nashville has been fantastic, he said, moved at an incredible speed. So welcoming, so kind, so friendly. But Nashville officials, advocates, and others seemed mostly blindsided by the announcement. The council resolution questions why the city was not meaningfully consulted about a major change to the transit roadmap in Music City, where transportation projects are still being rolled out after voters approve a transit funding tax increase in 2024. The resolution also draws attention to potential geological and environmental concerns. Nashville's underground porous limestone creates risks for sinkholes and water movement, and the city has a history of major flooding. Last month, officials from The Boring Company answered questions from the council and heard from residents. Concerns were raised about environmental impacts, tunnel safety, and whether the company was compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The Boring Company says it has a strong track record in safely managing variable ground conditions, including in Las Vegas. David Buss, the vice president of commercial and government affairs, told the council that Nashville was a great place to do tunneling, as evidenced by existing tunnels built previously by other entities. This isn't the first time a Musk-owned company has drawn criticism from Tennesseans for operating around regulatory loopholes and without advance notice. His XAI data center began operating in Memphis in 2024, powered in part by pollution-emitting gas turbines, without first applying for a permit. That sparked loud protests from residents during city meetings,